This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted to be broadcasting with you today. It's great to have you in class. Mackenzie's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Yeah, I know. I like, who's Lindsay? Who's he?
Mackenzie. Yeah. He's our engineer today. He engineers for us quite a bit, and he's a delightful young man. And it's wonderful having him side by side with us at the broadcast. Takes care of all the details. And just before we went live, I mean seconds before, I was having frame loss here, digital frame loss, between us and Genesis Communications Network. And so I said to Mackenzie, all right, well, let me reconnect and see if it gets any better. And it got a little bit better. But the connection is a little iffy, and it's been iffy. And Rick, it's been iffy for weeks now. And we have a plan B should I get disconnected. And by the way, if I do, Rick, I'll be reconnected within a minute. So just take over and I'll be, you know, right back if we do get disconnected. I just saw a dropout right there about 4 seconds ago. So if you hear, you know, an absence of audio, that's what's going on.
And you're gone, huh?
Well, actually, it'd be nice if there were a beep. There's no beep. It's just gone. I just wanted to share that with you. Rick, do you think that any of these anomalies have to do with the weather extremes? Here in Missouri, I'll tell you what I did yesterday. Bruce Kay is our electrical engineer instructor. He's one of them. And he and I are building our solar arrays and our solar off-grid systems, and he's doing it slightly different from the way I'm doing it. And we're collaborating. We're talking about what works and what doesn't work and better ideas, and we're sharing. It's all wonderful. And I noticed that we have equipment in the garage. So our inverter is in the garage, and it produces heat. It literally produces heat. So I mentioned to him, I said, Bruce, you know, keep this in mind, because when you power your inverter on, it's going to produce some heat. So I measured the temperature inside the garage yesterday, 99 degrees inside the garage. Now, the garage is fully insulated. It has fully foam insulated garage doors, and it was still 99 degrees inside the garage. It was 89 degrees outside the garage, you know, ambient temperature. The roof, I measured the roof, and it was 174 degrees. The roof of the house facing west in the sun, 174. The temperature of the garage door skin on the outside of the garage doors facing the sun was 154 degrees Fahrenheit. These are pretty high temperatures. You know, you don't want to touch the roof at 174 degrees. You don't even want to be inside the garage at 99 degrees. And you don't want to be holding onto the garage door at 154 degrees. The house is made out of stone. It's gray stone, and it's kind of thick. And the stone on the house was 118 degrees in the sun. So the sun had enough time to warm up the siding of the house, which is thick stone and mortar, 118 degrees. That's pretty hot, Rick. And we're not in, you know, we're not in Phoenix, Arizona, or Southern California.
Yeah, so you could, for example, put a pipe up there, painting it black also, and have water running through it for a hot water source that would no longer need a heater to heat your water and have a hot water tank. You could use that as a heat exchange system to cool your house. That heat can be used with an exchanger to cool things. And so you could also paint, that's a hot water, that's a simple, you know, large pipe for the winter and for the possibilities of summer, and you need an exchange system to cool what is now heating. It just putting a fan to circulate the air and changing the vapor pressure by having it blow across a pool of water, you know, like a pan of water in front, is what we call, you know, what is that? That's a type of before air conditioners. They call heat pump.
Yeah, a swamp cooler.
Yeah, a swamp heater, right? A swamp cooler, and all of those things are the way Grandpa used to do it, because they didn't have freon and they didn't have these kinds of compressible gases, anhydrous ammonia, things of that nature that would work in a different system. And of course, if they leak, you've got toxic gases being released. So there's a better way to do that. I basically would suggest you take advantage of that heat, because that heat will ignite certain kinds of products at some point after you have so crispy fried them down so there's no water inside it. It's about water. It is what I'm discovering is that everything in our physics and sciences is somehow related to water. I was reminded of Grace Thorne and her haunted house. And what is a poltergeist? Exactly. Because once you understand or have a model for trying to understand what a poltergeist is or something of that nature, now you have the ability to defend yourself, because you know, it's like the solution is always within the question. You know, if you ask enough information, you know, in information theory, you have enough information to answer it. In other words, once you're able to form a question of what the problem is, that's where your answer lies. And so, what is a poltergeist? Well, we know that. And the reason I'm doing this is for Grace, because there are some problems with poltergeists that people have not considered, and why such religions as the Catholic Church perform exorcisms. You see, when you have a structured water, it tries, it leaves the body at the moment of death. There's a 3.2-ounce weight loss, which has now been equated by scientists as a physical representation of the soul. And this water loss, where does it go? Does it go back to the multiverse? Okay, where is the multiverse? The multiverse is right in this moment, right here. It's not out there, and it's not over there, and it's not under here. It's right here. It's right in front of us in a dimensional form of understanding. And water is so small, with hydrogen and oxygen, that it's the smallest thing in the universe as we understand things. And so it goes into side phases of, and phases of water, goes into side phases that we have not yet even begun to understand or describe. And a microtubule is a protein wrap. It's a protein that has water inside it that accounts for your so-called aura, or your how someone reads another person. And sometimes you can smell the anger. You can see it by their actions. There is a radiation field around each of us that has to do with, you poke the right arm and somehow the left arm is affected by that poking on the right arm. They call that acupuncture. And we don't understand how it works, but we know that there's another circulatory system in the body that has yet been described by modern medicine. And that's what I'm going to say for the moment is a small microtubule like a carbon tube that has such a small space between it that the only thing that can be in it is water. And, of course, the smaller you get, circular in the tube, then, of course, the higher the structuring is of the water. And that at some point you reach such a level of definition that that might include the soul of who you were and are and will be in future and past lives. All is contained in that one little drip of water. And if you've got 3.5 ounces, wow, that's like a very complex possibilities of reality. And if you have a violent death, there is a high likelihood that some of that water, before it's able to go into the microverse, gets trapped in matter. And if it gets trapped in matter, now you have what we would call an aberrance in the field or a poltergeist. And with all things that are dead wanting to go home, it's trapped in matter. And then there are demons or cooties or maggots, if you will, on a psychic level that feed off this water and exist as a life form lesser than man. And because each man has deficiencies because of the way we were birthed and so on, we have parts of us that are dead inside. And that's where the maggots will see a live individual and cling on or become demon infested. And we need to always understand that it is our thought that's making all of this happen, because that is the finest form of water there is. It's held in the image of thought.
Rick, I've never heard it explained.
I figured you had that.
Yeah, but I've never heard it explained that way.
I know. It's a model. It's not a reality. It's a model. And so there are several kinds of death. And what exorcisms, plural, are about are releasing that poor soul that's trapped in matter because of the intensity of, let's say, the death that it went through, or the love or something that caused it to get locked in matter. It's allowed to go back home into a finer set of universes instead of one close to us. Now, if that's a minor form of death and home is something even further away, imagine what consciousness is and what it is not. And to believe that this is all there is in the universe, this is a dream.
Hold that thought.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, you were talking about consciousness.
Well, maybe
and violent death.
We're not being very conscious. You know, there's a lot of people, including me, that see consciousness, this place that we all are at right now listening to the radio and all, is a type of sleep. And has less content of reality than certain dream states that we go through every night. And my guess is that part of dehydration at night is part of the soul going back into matter and becoming the fabric of everything. And that space and time are simple subsets of something much, much, much more profound. And that there's places in dream states that hold more content than our reality. And that's one of the reasons why we dream every night. We need to go back in and reboot to bring us back into the sleep state that we currently am enjoying. And you'll notice that we mostly hang out in the sleep state, consciousness. In other words, we're only asleep 8 hours, maybe. And in that brief moment of 8 hours, just a few hours, probably less than 20 minutes, is held in what we call lucid dreaming, where it's more real than consciousness. I had some friends over last night for dinner, and I pulled out Stephen Kaplan Williams' book on the Jungian Sonoy Dream Manual. And when I say that Jungian psychotherapy and the concepts of Carl Jung, this is monumental material as a physicist side of sciences that actually have more rigid edges and have had cultures that were exceeded our own in morals and codes of ethics, like the Greek culture, Divine Comedy and Divine Tragedy, and the way they looked at archetypes and the gods that were had stories associated with Psyche at the well of souls. Now, what does a well look like to you? It's a big hole. And imagine water molecule. You are a water molecule, and you're looking down a large hole to traverse into the underworld of imagination. And that is essentially where the soul resides as a physical analog to the water going down a hole. And there's spin, other kinds of relationships that you have, just like you do with elementary particles. And so I'm going to suggest that there is a whole new construct of physics available to us now that we understand the fact that water, whenever it touches anything, it changes it. And each thing that it changes, touches, is different because it's like a memory. Oh, this is tellurium. This is not plastic. And the way it will then structure. That's why a leading edge on a wave in the ocean is moving faster than the wave itself. Now, it works in chunks like that, and that is the basic foundation today of cold fusion processes as they're being discovered and studied at MIT. Now, we find it everywhere in nature. We just do not see it that way any more than a poltergeist being something that was partially human and is now, or an animal, somehow trapped in physical matter rather than going back home to the multiverse, which is also right here at this moment. That means that the fineness of that water molecule is spread into the infinity of that moment for space. It's a way of looking at things so that you have possibilities of how to cleanse the creepiness. Because the problem is, if you have dead spots inside you, you know, you have a sore on your arm and the skin is changing and then there's dead skin. If you don't think bacteria and psychic cooties aren't hanging out there, you have a misconception of what, you know, infection is really about. And there are psychic cooties, and they will attach on you and change your soul. And that's why you have to be mindful of knowing your purpose. That's why you're here, is to wake up.
Doc Rams with us. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, you know, as you were talking about this model and the poltergeist, what was coming to my mind was war. War, to me, is murder, mass murder. And I was thinking about my grandfather. He was in the trenches of World War One warfare. He was gassed. They used mustard gas. They used chlorine gas. Of course, they used mortars and rifle projectiles and handgun projectiles. They used every kind of way of killing people if they could. And then my dad was in World War II, and he was part of the cleanup of the Bataan Death March. where he saw lots of rotting flesh, and he told me that, you know, Vinny, you'd never, ever forget the smell of rotting flesh. So both of my father, my grandfather, as well as uncles, were involved in world wars, mass murder. And we're talking about poltergeists. Now, Rick, with this model, would there be more poltergeists as a result of these violent deaths?
Well, yeah, that's what war is. Don't you remember the 1960? What's it good for? Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
What it does is it creates demons that want to be in the universe you currently inhabit. And they want to take over. And the more war, the closer it gets to you. And you can feel it with road rage. You can feel it with the day-to-day exchange and the way people are changing. And this is why we were God's favored. You have a choice. I remember different people call me because they're hearing voices in their heads. They somehow feel they're being attacked by something. And schizophrenia comes to mind, but the fact that more and more people are experiencing this is a type of global awakening. And it's a metaphor of way of looking at what's going on and what is wrong with our value systems and what needs to be changed in order to change the movie. Now, you know, just because a group of people over here are going to be bigoted religiously, I mean, that's what America was originally based on. And anyone that would come to America and feel that it is not right to have freedom of religion, and that includes Catholics and Muslims, all of them, what's wrong with their input to this country and its purpose? Now, it's time we all man up to the fact that we're all different. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say that I think there are about as many religions as there are individuals. It's different, slightly different for each of us. And that when we compromise, we actually is a part of being asleep. And that's a good place to start your own introspection of what's important and what values have more meaning for you than others and their values. It doesn't mean they're wrong. That diversity is God's will and is what made man so special. If you had been born in Afghanistan, you would not be a Christian. And you would not believe in Christianity. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Christianity isn't reality. And most religious bigots that would presume that they're absolutely right is a level of insecurity and how deeply asleep they truly are. Intelligence is the awareness of the diversity in nature. And so, you know, we have a responsibility to wake up and allow freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom. And what we need to do now is make distinctions between natural and civil law and why you give up some of your rights so that there's order rather than chaos. Personally, out in the woods where I live, I prefer maritime law, where I am captain and commander of my ship. And I will make mistakes and I will shoal into, the shoreline, sometimes making mistakes. And that's how I learn. And my lessons are quite different than yours. And what we're trying to do is find a way of harmony so that there's a proper burial of the dead parts of self. And we all carry them, like Dad was an alcoholic, and so I have a Purchase, I won't drink, but I take drugs, that kind of thing. These back and forth of how we won't do what our parents do, but we make our own mistakes. This is the area where these cooties and subspaces exist, just like they do in the soil. And it's a metaphor. And once you choose to see it that way, now you understand the necessity of ritual when you bury something, like the Egyptians and the Tibetans, or the Tibetan Book of the Dead. These are protocols of how one handles the emergence of life and death. And your father, your grandfather, I can only imagine what small portions still remain in France, wishing to go back home to self.
No, the,
you carry that in your genes as part of the memory, genetics.
It's absolutely fascinating. And I was thinking, I've got two friends. One of them just died. George Wheelock, I believe you might have met him. He was at several of our expos. He was a U.S. Army major. And he retired, 53 years old, died of cancer. I have another friend down the road, has cancer. Both of them got it in their necks. And I'm wondering how many people are getting cancers as a result of these absolutely horrific, stressful times that they've gone through in the military, where they've been shot at, jumped out of airplanes, injected with who knows what from
or have to be forced to do something that they would otherwise not have even considered.
Correct. And I know people who think that, you know, war, you know, killing people during war is not murder. I believe it absolutely positively is murder. I can't think of anything else it could be, you know, when you take the life of someone whom you don't even know. Not only that, it's forced upon you. I mean, I'm not talking about, Pearl Harbor. I'm not talking about where you're on a ship and everything's fine. All of a sudden, dive bombers come out of the sky and start attacking you. That's defense, you know, from the American side. But on the Japanese side, it was murder. And, you know, I look at it that way. But when you get sent into Afghanistan or Iraq, and you're told to just, you know, start bombing, shelling, I think that's murder. And I have a young friend. Well, he's not young anymore, but U.S. Navy, and he went to Annapolis, and he studied there, and he was put on a ship, and he was his responsibility was aiming the big guns on the ship. That was his job. And I said to him, have you ever thought about where that projectile lands on shore? Have you ever thought about that? And what happens? And he became a chaplain instead. Literally. Because I guess he realized that position included mass murder. Now, I've never talked to him specifically about that. But I do know that he went from aiming the big guns to chaplain.
It's part of the participation mystique. And there's a movie that just came out. It's called Megan Levy. It's about a girl that doesn't know what to do with her life, so she joins the military and becomes a dog trainer and a drug handler. It's an exceptional movie. I recommend it as a good feely thing because it's a true story about a sergeant major, a dog that became a sergeant major, you know, became high-end in terms of what it did. And its last days of when it was too old to fight anymore, and they were going to put it down, and what she chose to do with the dog instead. And it's a metaphor of the way we live and our relationship to things and people around us. I don't know where to go with water, except to tell you that I think it is the basis of life. It is the basis of death. It is the basis of consciousness. It is the basis of almost anything I could possibly imagine. It lies within the structure and memory of water.
Rick, we're in for a treat. I looked at the call screen, and George, USA Preparedness instructor from New Hampshire, is just joining us, and he has his brilliant insights on everything he calls about. George, welcome.
I feel humbled by that. Thank you, Vincent.
Well, it's absolutely true.
Well, it kind of takes one to know one because, you know, Dr. Rick, yourself, Dr. Shealy, many others, we're seekers, and we're not satisfied with the lies or the pretense or the ritualistic things that we don't really understand, but we just go through the motions. We want to find out why. And that's really, like Dr. Rick said, that's why we're here. But I've done a lot of work with veterans. That was largely my career. And I got to do home reports. I didn't really see too many World War I veterans, although I did have an uncle who was gassed. And yeah, I hear the music.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing about this, George, in New Hampshire. The gassing was horrific. My grandfather lost most of his voice, and the loudest he could speak was a whisper since World War I for the rest of his life into his 90s. We'll be right back. Stand by.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rand's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. George in New Hampshire is with us. And George, we were talking about being gassed in World War I. And one of the things that we take for granted, right is the right to be able to breathe. And when you're gassed in a combat situation, that right to breathe has been taken away from you. Now, please continue.
I'll just say that my great uncle was in World War I, and he was gassed, and he couldn't really hold down a job after World War I because they said for no apparent reason he could just be standing there talking one moment and passed out the next. It was very unpredictable. And years later, when I was in the military, I was at a language school in the Presidio of Monterey and for the military. And a friend of mine and his wife had come up and lived off post. And there was a nice old Italian gentleman who had been there since maybe in the 1920s. He was a fisherman at one time. He was about 88 years old, Mr. Rosario. And he was from Italy. And he had been exposed. I guess my friend's wife baked some cookies and brought it over to him, and he was very touched, so he invited them in, and then I got to meet him. But he told us, he was looking at us one day, and he says, "You young people don't know." He goes, "You don't know." He says, in the middle of the night, he says, the mustard gas was still in his body. He says, at night, he'd break out into a sweat, and he could feel the effects of it over and over again. And he'd break out, you know, and like I say, but you know, and I know, to gas human beings, I mean, we gas insects with insecticides, but they said that gas was so horrific that it was discovered in the 1880s by a British scientist, and they said it was so horrible that it was voted on just to seal it and put it away in the safe, never to be used. And they said when their back was up against it in the middle of World War I and they were losing against the Germans, they were so desperate, they went back into the safe to pull it out. They were going to use anything to win. And they said it was the formula for mustard gas, which the Germans had already been using for at least a year.
Yeah.
That's
where
the
demons lie.
That's
what creates the demon.
I'll just say this, too, and I don't want to take time away from, I know Dr. Rick has a lot of good and interesting material to cover. I'll just say this, is that a friend of mine had a nurse friend, and she said there was a man who had died on the operating table for 8 minutes. He was clinically dead, and they revived him. But when he was revived, he came back with a very interesting story. And he said somehow, he said he was floating over his body, and he could see below in the surgical room that the medical staff trying to revive him. And he goes, somehow he floated off through the ceiling, and he ended up somewhere else. And he said that the last memory he had before they revived him was somehow he linked up with these spirits of these dead alcoholics who were desperate to experience again the elixir of alcohol. And they said the last memory he had is they were all hoovering, these individuals, disembodied spirits himself, were hoovering over a bar, and they were trying to cast themselves into the patrons of the bar to experience the alcohol again. And you know and I know, how many people have you seen at a party or you heard stories at work afterwards where the person wakes up the next morning with no memory of what he did, what happened, and everybody's telling them how the crazy antics that it happened, and it was almost like the person wasn't himself, and he wasn't.
He was possessed. Just like in the movies.
Yeah. I think that's the word demon. In other words, something might, when they died, depending on how they lived, they may have sunk to a level where, in other words, they're desperate to you know, like this, the old joke, the exorcist, the exorcised person didn't pay his bill, so he got repossessed. I'm sorry. Hey,
George,
I'll let
you
come and go, but very interesting. I'm sorry. I just had a chicken on this, all right? Take care.
George, thank you so much for calling in. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. I'd love to talk about the lily wave when we come back. Doc Ram, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.